Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you as we start our third and final hour on this Friday afternoon. We're out a little early this afternoon. Ole Miss baseball in action against Tennessee. We're less than 30 minutes from first pitch of that game. We'll get you over there before the start of the first game of that three-game series. We'll have the rest of that series for you as we'll start pregame tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, and then on Sunday, pregame starting at 12. We need to talk the NBA. We're only about an hour and a half away from the first game tonight. It's in the East. It will determine the eighth seed. The Hornets and the Magic will wrap up the night around 9 o'clock with the Warriors and the Suns. Both these games on Prime Video. Both will determine the number 8 seed in each conference. Brett, which game are you looking forward to the most tonight? Which gets you the most intrigue going about
Charlotte?
These
I'm far Charlotte, yeah. But Colin Knipple can't go over from 3.
No. He definitely can't, and I doubt he will after that really, really bad shooting performance. I'm really excited about the first game. I'm looking forward to it, but I think the most intrigue for me is this second game between the Warriors and the Suns. You've got this Warriors team that, I mean, if it hadn't felt like final ride before the game 2 nights ago, the way they won, the way everybody talked about it after it, it really started to feel
this
like
is this last is dance.
This is the it for them. And so, you know, how do they look in this second game? Do they
and
still
we
have that
Charlotte
fire
to win to boot?
Sure, no,
so
I'm with you on
last ride, the feeling of, and I said it yesterday about the Grizzlies playoff antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
While in the heat of the moment, yeah, against Golden State and all the you know animus and bad feelings. But you can respect them because they are mm-hmm. proud champions. Remember what Steve Kerr, what he turned down to take that mm-hmm. Golden State job. His good buddy Phil Jackson was going to give him a lot of power mm-hmm. with the Knicks.
Yeah,
one of the smartest career moves ever mm-hmm. for a guy that had never coached at any level mm-hmm. to not get in that New York mess to yeah. take Golden State. And Mark Jackson had done a good job mm-hmm. for Golden State, but they wanted more. That mm-hmm. ownership group led by Lacob and company, they wanted more. They got it. They are a proud mm-hmm. championship. And I think yesterday somebody was picking at you with Landon about why you like mm-hmm. and respect
yeah.
Draymond Green.
Yeah.
You have to respect him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
– You do not have to like him. You can.
Sure.
And there's plenty to like about. Here's the – a bigger picture, 50,000-foot question about Draymond. Would he have been that effective with just anyone?
Or did
the right place find
him? That's a good question. I really don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, would he have helped a languishing T-Wolves team
yeah.
in that stretch?
Yeah,
or Grizzlies?
Yeah, I mean, it's
like he helped there.
Sure, it's a good question. You know, I would like to think he would, just because I think he does.
I think he would help a lot of places.
Sure.
The piece that he was mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, not many teams have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to put around you where you aren't asked to be much of a scorer. You can just go out there and be Mr. Defense, Mr. Rebound, Mr. kind of, you know, affect the game in different ways like he has, you know,
Mr.
really
made
a name for it. Yeah, no, he is. And so, yeah, I mean, it's hard because I think, you know, on a different team, I think people are looking for more from Draymond, and that never happened.
Yeah, early in his career, he's at the wrong, not his right place as Golden mm-hmm. State, and he's jacking up a lot of bad shots. Mm-hmm. No, we don't want you doing that until he became a very effective shooter.
It's a really good question. So, yeah, I'm excited about that game. You know, we saw, again, like we talked about it yesterday, about that game between Golden State and the Clippers. Down the stretch of that game, I didn't think there was a chance Golden State was going to win. I mean, there was about a 5-6 minute span between the third quarter and the fourth quarter where they were down by about 6-9, and it really never felt like they were going to be able to get enough stops, and they were able to do it. So tonight against this Suns
they went to that championship DNA muscle memory.
No, they did want it, and you know it's a lot of the pieces that they added as well that stepped up. You know, Kristaps Porzingis with his addition and what he did down the stretch. Al Horford, that veteran who has just been great throughout his career to step up. But against this team tonight, against against the Suns. You know, how does it look? Dylan Brooks and, you know, what he does and affects games with Devin Booker and Jalen Green. Can Jalen Green, I'm not asking for 35 points again tonight, but, you know, can he be a 20-point scorer for them tonight? You know, are they able to beat a team that, you know, is certainly better than what they saw the other night in the Clippers?
But you could ask that about a lot of places. You know, if the Cowboys hadn't had that first big piece in Troy Aikman, mm-hmm. and they had Michael Irvin even from the holdover from Tom Landry, but then he's such a big piece. Steph Curry, you know, he doesn't have Clay. Mm-hmm. Is Steph Curry, is he as good here?
And I would say yes. I mean that 3-point shot that travels. I mean,
it does.
I think I'd take my chances with him a lot more.
What if losing and that wears you down? And it doesn't happen as fast as it happened there.
Yeah, I mean,
but you could do that.
Sure.
Magic Johnson was going to work anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he and I feel
Steph's
going
to work anywhere.
With Steph. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a reason he landed in Golden State. They weren't very good.
Klay Thompson more that question than
sure,
Steph
yeah,
Curry.
I think so. I think that's a really good
Steph
question.
Steph Curry is top 10 all time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that shot is incredible. Yeah. I mean, just what he did for the game as a 3-point shooter.
Is he closer to 10 there. Or closer to 4? In the all-time top 10.
I think for me, he's probably closer to 10. That. Yeah, we probably will. I think he's probably closer to 10. He's in there, but I'd probably put him at like 7, 8, 9,
yeah.
somewhere in there.
Me too.
But, you know, I mean, there's great players. It's hard to put together a top 10 list.
Charlotte and players. Orlando tonight. Give me Charlotte.
I'm going to go with Charlotte as well. You know, I think it was Bruce we were talking with earlier today that – you know, pointed out, yeah, Charlotte really shouldn't even be here because it looked like they were going to lose that game in the first play-in. But yeah, I think I'll go with Charlotte tonight.
Landon,
yeah, I'm right there
group
with
lock.
You. I'm going
wow.
going with the Hornets.
We're
I like what they got going
we're
on.
We're 2-0 so far on group locks. Let's keep it going.
All right, let's keep it rolling
tonight. Phoenix and Golden okay. State. Phoenix for me.
I am also going to go with Phoenix.
No group luck here. I'm going to ride with the Warriors to last it out one more time and keep going.
That's a good one to be different. Round one in the East, Toronto and Cleveland. Brian?
I'll go with Cleveland here.
Same.
Yeah, group luck on that.
Very good. Minnesota, Denver, West round one. Denver for me. Landon?
Denver, all the way.
We're into group lock. Territory, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But I'm going to go with Minnesota okay. here. I don't love it.
That's not just being different. That's a good pick.
No, I mean, it is partially being different. But it's not being different from the group lock. I've just heard so many people talking mm-hmm. about the Nuggets going to dominate the series. I'll take a stab at the
and Timberwolves. The question around Denver, if they lose this series,
yeah.
y'all just got one.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's gonna
How?
Be, it's a good question.
Knicks and Atlanta. Knicks for me.
I said it yesterday. I'm sticking with it. I'll
okay.
take the Hawks.
All right. I'm going with the Knicks.
Houston and the Lakers. Houston for me.
Man, I wish I knew when Luka was going to be back because I really do think he can swing the series. If Luka plays, you know, if this goes 6 games and he plays 4 of them, I think the Lakers win. But since I don't know that, I'm going to have to go with the Rockets.
Yeah, all those reasons is exactly why I'm going with the Rockets as well.
Very same. Boston and Philly. Boston, everybody?
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah,
Boston. I think we're going to have a lot of group lock here.
Oklahoma City against whoever they face. Whoever. Oklahoma City, everybody?
Yeah, Thunder.
Detroit, same yeah. against the winner of tonight.
Mm, yes.
And San Antonio and Portland. Mm. San Antonio for me. Mm-hmm.
Spurs.
Same, yeah. Yep. Boy, look at the group locks. That's yeah. no fun.
It's a chalky first round.
It
kinda.
Is. It is.
And I'm sure we're going to look up in a couple weeks, and it's going to look exactly like that.
I hope so.
I'll have nailed
and
these
picks. And I'm going to say where I want to beam to tonight, that Minnesota-Denver series,
mm-hmm.
that would be
oh,
one
be
to be at every game.
Yeah. No, it seems like a lot of people are really excited about that. It feels like
Finch may need that.
He certainly could. But you look around and kind of see the excitement meter just nationally about these. It feels like Timberwolves Nuggets is certainly up there. It might be even number one with kind of the most excited about these.
Nobody wanted
playoffs.
To go with Phoenix over Oklahoma City, huh?
No, thank you. I don't know if I'll go with anybody over Oklahoma City
the
entire playoffs. Unless they play the Spurs, then I might switch my tone.
Pulling there. Hard for J.B. Bickerstaff.
Sure.
Pulling hard for Jalen Duren.
Yeah. No, that'll be fun with the Pistons. I hope they advance. It would certainly be a great story if they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I just don't know if they can beat the Boston Celtics. And that will be the big question, because it feels like the Celtics, ever since getting Tatum back, they have swung completely into the favorites in the Eastern Conference.
And can't wait till someday soon. And I'm not really counting on next year, but maybe in 2 years, mm-hmm. on a Friday night like this, yeah. or Saturday afternoon like tomorrow, being at FedEx mm-hmm. Forum for the Grizzlies back in the playoffs. Because that 11, 12, 13, 14 run mm-hmm. was so fun.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, the hope is you've got a core that, you know, you feel like you can build with, and go out there and hit on the draft a couple times, and maybe in a couple years we'll be talking about that again. I sure hope so.
Everybody's ready to see the whole country this summer, and on that big summer trip, you need to start it at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. They have everything you want right there in one place, that Tahoe, that Traverse, that Suburban with the third row seat, new Silverados with April deals that add up to thousands in savings, financing as low as 1.9. Go big with a new HD Silverado and make no payments for 90 days. Your good credit deserves it, and as always, Drew DePriest and his team for military first responders, an instant extra $500 bonus back. Nobody beats All-Star Chevy certified and pre-owned selection. Every commercial Chevy truck and cargo van you want is ready to get the work done for you and your hard work and your business. Those business vehicles that you have to have, working so hard to try to make some money and do well. And all the certified and pre-owned Tahoes, Trailblazers, Silverados, Equinox, and Corvettes. If you have any vehicle you want to sell, bring it to All-Star in Olive Branch and get the most money back for it. Together, let's drive to All-Star. First exit on Highway 78, crossover into Mississippi. Take Kraft Goodman Road, you're there. Don't miss the work or vacation event going on now in Olive Branch at All-Star Chevy. And always, for more information, you can go to allstarautogroup.com.
It feels like for this first game tonight, the big, you know, kind of indicator of how it's going to play out is going to be the three-point shooting. It was kind of the most interesting thing about that win for Charlotte was that, I mean, I would say their two best three-point shooters both were terrible shooting the three ball, but other guys stepped up and they still shot the ball extremely well from deep. This Magic team in their first game against 76ers were just awful three-point shooting, 26% as a team, 7 for 27. You look at that starting lineup: Paolo 0 for 5, Franz Wagner 0 for 2, Wendell Carter 0 for 2. Now, obviously, those are more of their front court pieces. But Jalen Suggs 1 for 6. And then you had Desmond Bane, who played extremely well in that playoff game with 34 points. But three-point shooting could be huge tonight, and that Magic offense.
I like those guys you just named. That's
they're good.
Good talent.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't think many people are asking for Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and Wendell Carter to be, you know, three-point shooting threats. But man, when you look at the Charlotte team, and it feels like everybody in that lineup can shoot the three ball, that's what makes it really, really tough. And that's a big issue with the Magic, Brett, is, I mean, you list that starting five and you go, man, that's a good group of guys, and just really, really, really big issues. Yeah, I mean, it's not a good situation there, and you know, we'll see if tonight's the end. I feel like we'll get pretty certain imminent news in the next couple of days about a change there at head coach.
By Monday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be by the end of the night, honestly. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it is, because it feels like they already know what they're going to do. They're going to make a change at head coach.
I'm excited for Atlanta.
Oh, I'm really excited for Atlanta. That's a fun team. They've played extremely well, especially down the stretch, and, you know, against one of the biggest brands in the NBA. You know, that would be really, really cool to see them and go out and beat the Knicks in the first round. So we'll certainly see how it all plays out over these next couple of days. You mentioned your kind of favorite series. I think mine's Hawks and Knicks in terms of the one I'm most excited about. I think that can go either way.
Are you ready for the – you know, the New York media, ESPN mm-hmm. freak out.
Yeah.
If the Knicks lose tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I that's.
And lose that series.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a reason why I would like to see them lose in the first round or the second round, because, like, what do you do at that point? You just fired your head coach last year because he couldn't get past the Eastern Conference Final. What if the next year You don't even get out of the first round. I mean,
and
what is the reaction there?
Can your star be a small player?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I really don't know. I mean,
I don't think you can. You can win a championship like that.
No, I don't think so either. And so, I don't think it's a perfect lineup by any means. I think they've got some issues, and I think you can see some big changes with the Knicks, because it's not going to be a coaching change this time. It will be
the Garden will start
that.
Out rocking, but it can turn on them.
No, it definitely can. It definitely can. So I wouldn't be like, I would not be buying any Karl Anthony Towns jerseys today, because no. I think he's the first one to.
Why
be
is he the blame?
Because he's very much a me guy, and he
Will
loves
he be at the next spot.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's why the Knicks want to get rid of him. I mean, mm-hmm. He's a good player. Like, there are teams that are going to want to bring him in. There's just not a lot of success around him, and so it kind of carries. And I wonder if that would affect his, kind of what teams would be able, willing.
It'll
to
It'll be a
to
star-studded crowd, though.
Oh no, it definitely will. And we'll see them all on camera. They'll all be.
I wonder what the Ben Stiller tickets cost.
that's a great.
He's not sweating them.
Now, him and Timothy Chalamet sitting next to each other. I don't think either of them are sweating how
I
much.
I thought that
those
was Bob
cost.
Dylan sitting by him.
Well, that is Bob Dylan. If you've seen that, I still haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen it.
Not going to see it.
I don't think
there's anything worse in music history than Bob Dylan.
I like Bob Dylan.
As I said, radical take, Jacob Dylan was better.
Wow, now that's a very strong take. I don't know if I've heard that take from you before.
Sixth Avenue Heartache was a great song.
That is strong. That is very strong.
That Bob Dylan stuff, tell me when it gets interesting.
Well, that's a take right there, Brad.
There was only one thing to do to Bob Dylan music, and that was heavy drugs. You didn't dance to it.
I listen to Bob Dylan. I don't do any heavy drugs. Okay. I must be the exception.
You don't do
that,
any drugs. You don't do an Anacin.
Heavy or light drugs. I do not partake in any of them. But again, we are out early this afternoon. Ole Miss baseball, they're in action on the road against Tennessee. So we'll get you out there for first pitch here in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, we need to wrap up today's show with Moe's Crunch Time.
This is pretty cool, and we're just getting started.
Spanning the globe.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
This game has always been called the world's greatest cocktail party. Do you know what is going to happen here tonight?
This is for all the biggest crunch time.
You are looking live. In your life have you seen anything like that?
Crunch time between the hedges.
The ball game is over, and Memphis has its first win in 16 tries. Its first win ever against its fierce in-state rival, Tennessee.
Goodbye!
Obviously crunch time.
Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby is over.
Well, Brett, what I learned today is that the NBA playoffs, they get started tomorrow. The play-in, they wrap up tonight. And the play-in, they've been great. I mean, the games themselves have been electric. Now, we could argue all day, and I'm probably more on the side of probably don't need the play-in. Like, there's probably not a reason. Again, we just made our picks. None of us even thought about picking any of these teams making out of the play-in as the 7 or the 8.
It's the first time I wish I had Prime.
Well, Brett, I mean, we could get you set up.
In 5 minutes?
Well, I don't know about in 5 minutes, but we could get you set up. But they've been fun. They've been electric. And I think the playoffs are going to be the exact same. I do love – now, look. The tanking was an issue at the end of the season. There were a lot of games that were not very fun to watch and filled with guys that, you probably haven't heard of
before. There were bad NFL games at the end.
There sure were bad NFL games. And I watched a hockey game last night with my team. It was not very fun to watch. And the end of their season was not very fun to watch. But this is when it's going to pick back up. And I just love people I know, friends of mine, that for the last 2 months have been telling me how much they hate the NBA and how bad of a product the NBA is, just lighting my phone up the last couple of nights about how great these games have been in the play-in. So enjoy it. It's going to be a fun next couple of months with the NBA playoffs.
Have fun with it. Have fun. Ole Miss at Tennessee for 3. We're getting ready to go out to Knoxville for first pitch here in a few minutes. Ole Miss leads all time 52-48. UT won the series last year in Oxford 2-1. Please, Tennessee fans, please, no mustard bottles, no golf balls, no debris. He's gone, but he will be back at Neyland Stadium on November 21st.
Yes, he
will. And none of that stuff then, either.
No. We don't want any of that stuff at any point. But, yeah, certainly don't want it tonight with baseball. Nobody out there, not even affiliated with him. So no reason to...
Who packed the golf ball?
That's a great question. I mean, who would have thought? Or was it one of those things where, like, maybe you put on the same pair of pants you wore the day before to golf, and it was just already in there.
That means he stole it from the driving range. Well, it was a driving range ball.
Oh, was it a driving range ball? Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to tell any trade secrets by anybody, but I don't think that's the...
Who among us had helped herself to a driving range ball?
It is not a crazy thing to go out there and do. But yes, no, please, nothing crazy tonight. But what I could have done without today, well, let's go over to Major League Baseball. And man, it's been a fun start of the season. Oh boy, the Mets, they are in real trouble. And I thought maybe today against the Cubs, they could turn their luck in earlier game. But we already have a final score from that game. 12-4, a loss. Another loss for the Mets. It is not going well. That's 9 straight. They look to make it double digits tomorrow.
That's what I could have done without Mets and Steve Cohen. No, not the congressman. They just can't buy wins for $382 million. At least the Dodgers and even the Phillies at $313 million, they win a lot. Mm-hmm. San Diego at $255, and they sold today. Yeah. Wonder if their new owner will want to keep spending like that.
Yeah.
In San Diego, it's got to be nice to be the only show in town. The only one of the big four in San Diego, and the college influence isn't that big, but they sold today. Cardinals, 26th in payroll.
Wow.
$111 million.
Oh, but Brett, did you see the young prospects over the last couple of days? Oh, you got one prospect hitting for the cycle, another that can't stop hitting extra base hits. I mean, they're coming.
Get them up I-55.
It might take them a while to even get up to Memphis, but they're coming in. The Rippers, they're playing well. So, man, there are maybe some prospects coming that could up that payroll and be those key pieces for the future. Where are you beaming tonight?
Tomorrow for Denver and Timberwolves. Nuggets and T-Wolves, best playoff series of the first round, I think. Finch may need this to return, and the questions will be there even for the Joker of you just won one.
Yeah, no, it feels like a really big series. Beam me tonight, though, this game that gets started in about an hour. Hornets, Magic, a lot of Grizzly fans going to be watching this because if Magic lose, that's a second lottery pick for the Grizzlies.
We watch all the NBA, all the hockey, golf at Harbortown, baseball, college, and in the show. Cardinals in Houston. And this will be different TV for the NBA playoffs this weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I like being primeless.
Yeah, well, you are primeless, which is unfortunate. And that means you won't get to watch any basketball until tomorrow night, which will be very weird. But we'll see. Hopefully no more technical difficulties over the weekend for Prime. Feels like they've gotten past that, but it will be fun. A whole lot of action throughout the weekend. But that's all the time we have. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We're going to get you out to Ole Miss and Tennessee. First pitch coming up right around the corner. We'll talk to you again Monday afternoon.